South Africa is taking steps to make sure that crime doesn't mar visitors' World Cup experiences. It's often called one of the most dangerous countries in the world, so the government there has set up special courts to handle cases during the tournament. NPR's Mike Pesca tells us about these World Cup courts.
Elsewhere in the world, justice is blind. But in South Africa, Lady Justice is burdened. She carries her famous scales not in her hand, but on her head. That's how she's depicted in the official logo of the National Prosecuting Authority of South Africa, a country beset by crime, infamous for its 50 murders a day, notorious for burglaries and carjackings. But the country was determined not to have crime disrupt the World Cup. They put out the word that visitors would not encounter lawlessness, and they backed up that promise with 56 courts around the nation, World Cup courts. Billy Downer is a national prosecutor.
So the minute anything happens, a robbery, a theft, an assault, some disruptive behavior, or someone entering the stadium illegally, everyone is on hand immediately to deal with the situation.
In fact, Downer says a case can be adjudicated almost in the time it takes to play a soccer match.
The time taken to dispose of them can be within a matter of days. Some of them have even been disposed of on the very day in which the crime was committed.
Downer normally prosecutes murders, fraud. He was even the main prosecutor in the corruption trial of now President Jacob Zuma. Downer's single shift so far at the World Cup court was uneventful. In the last 2 weeks, the court has handled just a few cases in relative anonymity. That was before Team England came to Cape Town, and a man by the name of Pavlos Joseph announced his arrival.
My name's Pavlos. I'm just looking for a toilet.
That from the website of a British tabloid which paid Joseph for the story of his quest for a toilet after watching England tie Algeria. Joseph found himself in the English team's locker room, where he gave David Beckham the what for. Now the World Cup court wants a word with him. Joseph faces up to a year in jail, and outside the courthouse yesterday, the media were wondering if he'd hand out any free interviews.
You got anything to say, Pavlos?
Sorry, nothing at the moment.
There was one other high-profile case to be handled by these courts. Charges were considered but eventually dropped when a group of comely young women showed up to a match all dressed in identical orange outfits that bore a small logo of a brewer that was not an official World Cup sponsor. This violated a trademark law on the books from 1941. It's also against FIFA rules, which in some cases have been incorporated into the South African Criminal Code, says Billy Downer.
For instance, the resale of FIFA tickets, is illegal in terms of FIFA regulations, which have been made law in terms of the local country's obligations.
Downer insists that all the prosecutions would have been brought even if there was no World Cup court. They just would have been brought more slowly. Witnesses might have returned to their home countries. Victims might have never been reunited with lost property. Even defense lawyers like Stephen Barker, who's representing the toilet-bound English fan, speak highly of the court.
It certainly speeds up justice and it facilitates trials and things in court. So, yes, it is a good idea, and I think it's working well, and the state is working very hard to make it work.
On the day I was in the Cape Town World Cup court, an Algerian man charged with shoplifting argued that the process of purchasing was different in his country. Another man was accused of stealing FIFA laptops. His wife said she at least appreciated the speed of the World Cup court. In the World Cup's opening week, three journalists were robbed at gunpoint. The next day, their robbers were arrested. A day after that, they were in court. They're now serving sentences of 15 years. This type of justice is unheard of in South Africa. The prevailing sentiment when speaking to people who live here is, why can't all the courts work so efficiently? Well, one reason is money. The Department of Justice has allocated 45 million rand to the court, or almost $6.5 million, demonstrating that even when justice is swift, it's not cheap. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Johannesburg, South Africa.
And to read Mike's list of teams that he thinks will make it out of the first round, you can go to our World Cup blog at npr.org/cleats.